Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Howard Brodsky, the co-CEO of CCA Global. Howard, how you doing?
Well, good, Kemp. It's nice to talk to you under very unusual, unprecedented circumstances.
It is. You're obviously an icon in this business. You've been involved in this business forever, which means you're up there in age, so you've really got to take good care, don't you?
I'm in the protected species category, Kemp. I do want to make sure that, yes, I'm around for a while.
And you're in New Hampshire, which is kind of a hotbed for incident rate.
Well, yeah, we're only 20 miles from the Massachusetts border. I just saw this week to last week, the cases doubled, went from 4,500 to 9,000 in Massachusetts. Yeah. And New Hampshire, they just doubled in 5 days. So it's picking up at an aggressive rate all over the country.
So CCA Global has probably more stores under their umbrella with all the different brands than any other single organization. So let me just ask you, what kind of support are you offering your members?
At times like this, which are, again, unprecedented crisis, it's so critical as a cooperative that our values are aligned. We're owned by the members. So we have one goal and one mission: to keep our members healthy, to have them go through this. And we have been through some tough times before. We were through 9/11, and we were through the recession. And actually, we came out incredibly well, and all our members did, compared to the rest of the industry. So I think this is the time that we need to harness our scale as a company, because we actually have 15 divisions and we service over a million independent businesses across all divisions. We fortunately have scale and resources, and it was very important to us to act immediately in order to harness what we can do to help our members, because, as you know, the world turned upside down in a matter of days, literally, Kemp.
I should preface, to just to ground my listeners, you have lighting stores and bike stores, so I mean, you have a lot more than flooring stores.
We have five flooring divisions, but we also have a big bicycle group, and we have a general contractor group, and a community management group, and lighting, so we're across many sectors across North America. Yes.
All right, so the first question to ask is, what percentage do you think of the stores, the flooring stores, what percentage of them do you think are still open?
Might be half, but I say might be because literally, as you know, the governments are changing by the day, and probably today it's less than that. Each state is issuing their own, you know, Florida just did, and so it is changing by state. It was very important for us to harness our resources immediately, and so we took some pretty quick action. Immediately, we went to remote work in all our offices, Kemp. Obviously canceled meetings, and everything is remote, so all our people are, fortunately, they're very technologically capable, and we're working remotely, we're fine. You know, our focus is one thing, the members. So we immediately knew that cash would be an issue. Yeah. We went to our mills. We went to Shaw first, frankly, and asked them to extend terms 30 days, which they agreed to. And then the rest of the industry agreed. We then went and gave rebates out earlier than we normally give them in order to get a significant amount of cash in their hand, which we did right away. We have a real estate group as part of CCA, Ronnie Caesar in our Atlanta office, that is an expert in understanding how to reduce your rent and how to handle with the landlord and the paperwork and all the legal parts of it and everything else during times like this. Ronnie's been with us over 20 years. During the recession, literally in the millions and millions of dollars, we saved members' rent. And so Ronnie went to work right away, produced an internal video, but also is there for our members to understand, how do you go to the landlord? What do you say? What's the right paperwork? We have an insurance division, which Brenda Penderbilt internally, is there insurance available for certain members? What's your business interruption look like? And then we set up a task force immediately to address the major issues of our members with all the senior management that meets every 2 days virtually. And the task force is concentrated on operational needs of the members. What do they have to do right now? What are the HR issues they have to do right now? What marketing things do they have to plan for, the ones that are open? And, you know, because it's going to be a different world during this transition period. And then, very significant, as you know, in the stimulus package, CARES Act, there's a lot of funds available, potentially, for small business under 500 people. What is the law? What has to be done? But more than that, we actually reassigned 30 people in the company to work with our financial department and aid our members to actually facilitate, to call them, make sure timing, when should they apply, what should they be doing. So we have 30 people dedicated to helping our members process and get through the SBA and understand what to do. You know, our foundation is to help our members, and we have a lot of communication. So 2 weeks ago, we had an all-member call, and then we had regional calls with our members, advisory council calls.
Let me ask you a question on the, along the lines of that government assistance. Two pieces of advice there, and I guess it's an individual answer, but, you know, you could furlough, which is a nice way of saying lay them off and make sure that they're the first ones you hire back on the other side of this. Or, as you know the rule, if you're going for the payroll protection plan, you got to keep 90% of them. So how do you advise people about that?
First of all, it's an individual decision.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of our members are a combination of retail, commercial, builder, insurance work, and every situation is different, and that's why we try to work with our members and understand what we think they should do. Certainly, the CARES Act and what's available is very attractive, and if we're, I don't know if optimistic or realistic to say this will be a 60 to 90, you know, it certainly looks like they want to open up regionally, and I think that's what's going to happen, that regional areas will open up. It won't be the whole country opening up at once. It looks like there'll be waves of area, and so it's important to keep the good people as long as you're financially capable, and certainly that they will reimburse for not only salary but all benefits and everything else for 60, you know, for over a 2 month period.
Two and a half.
Give that up front is very attractive. But again, every situation is different, and we're trying to work with our members to understand what they need in their situation.
I know the history of when you and Alan started this. You wanted to create some energy and help people to keep their independence and yet be a competitive force against the home centers.
Right.
And the home centers are able to stay open and sell flooring right now.
Yeah.
That's frustrating, isn't it?
It is. It's one of the issues that they've been deemed an essential business, and it won't last long. And my sense is a lot of people right now actually can't are against going in the big box. Most people don't want to be around a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I think it's much more attractive to actually think about going to a family business that's smaller than walking into a 100,000-foot place where there's going to be 300 people. So I don't think a lot of people are actually looking right now. There's certainly there's going to be some, but I think there'll be a massive wave when it's over, and I think it favors our businesses opposed to the big box, actually.
So you're giving advice, you're serving as an advisor, and the goal is to make sure everybody's makes it on the other side. And again, you just mentioned, I'm glad without me asking, how long?
Right.
I mean, most people are saying this is going to be a V. We got into it in a hurry.
Right.
Hopefully we'll get out of it in a hurry. Your advisors are telling you, hopefully June, July, things will be better?
What? Yeah, I'm looking. Nobody has prediction, but I think it's going to be, as we know, the way it's waving through the country, it's probably going to be regional. You know, we're setting up best practices now for what to do right now, and then also set up best practices what to do when you get open, because the communication is going to be very different. You know, I think the customers needs a little different communication than they would before this ever happened. It will change a lot of mindsets. We've had 35 years as a cooperative of being together and as a team. Our entire team is one commitment, and that's our dealer, and that's why we put together the resources almost immediately. Kemp is interesting. I got a note from one of our members. He was off one of the conference calls we had, and he said, I just want to let you know, Hart, I would never, never want to be in business without CCA during these times. I think that's a true thing. I think these are times it's tough to be alone and understand what steps are to have the scale and what resources you need to make your business get through this and be stronger.
Yeah. All right, Howard. I know you had a plan to have a meeting, I think, in Nashville. Obviously, you've canceled that, right? The summer meeting?
We have not officially canceled yet. You know, we're certainly looking at it right now. No official announcements or anything yet. But
I see.
Look, at everything to do with travel and meetings is being assessed, and we're in the process right now of assessing all those things, Kim.
I see. Okay. And you're also on the board of the Floor Covering Industry Foundation, which had the gala scheduled for May 1st, and we've moved that back a year, right?
Yeah. I don't think anybody's going to travel to New York City May 1st.
That's right.
Maybe not you. You know, I don't think that would be, that would not be a hot ticket, Kim. You know?
I know it. Howard, well, keep your head down, and I appreciate you spending time with us. Thanks so much. Again, been talking to Howard Brodsky, the co-CEO of CCA Global, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.